This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Family and friends reflected on the legacy of former Colorado Governor Richard Lamm today at his memorial service at Wings Over the Rockies. One friend, Bowie Sewell, described the way Lamm advocated for Colorado during his three terms as governor.
He was Colorado's friend. I would say the best friend that this state ever had.
Lamm was known for his sharp intellect, short temper, and love of debates, but was perhaps best known for opposing the 1976 Winter Olympics coming to Denver. Lamm also sponsored a state law allowing abortions in certain circumstances years before the Roe v. Wade court decision. Grand Junction has rolled out the proverbial welcome mat to people who work remotely. Robin Brown was with the Grand Junction Economic Partnership until recently. She says while companies don't always say how many of their employees work from home, the effect of the pandemic has been clear.
We've definitely seen pressure on our housing market. And then also just, I keep getting emails from people saying, I just moved here. I brought my job with me, but I want to get networked and I want to meet people. And so it's all anecdotal, but it is obvious there are a lot of remote workers here.
Most people come from Denver, the Roaring Fork Valley, California, and Texas. Colorado healthcare workers at assisted living centers, nursing homes, and hospitals must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of October. The State Health Board approved the temporary rule yesterday. It applies to people who work with patients at about 3,800 licensed facilities. This is CPR News.